Hello, folks, and welcome to your outlet for outdoors and Western lifestyle, The Ben Show. I'm your host, Rebecca Wanner, a.k.a. Beck. We love hearing from all of you. Remember, send us in your comments, stories, ideas. Get a hold of us anytime. Call or text 305-900-2363. Again, that's 305-900-2363. Or you can always drop an email to benradioshow@gmail.com. Ryan Longshot, and as always, my producer and co-host, Jeff Tigger Earhart. How many of you are tired of thinking of this? What's for supper? What am I going to make? Well, I can't believe I overlooked this, but this is National Pizza Month. Pizza. Who doesn't like pizza?
You know, it's kind of cool. My mom and dad, they have pizza every single Sunday. That's their little tradition. They love to watch football. And so for supper on Sunday night, they always have pizza. And they eat in the living room, mom in her chair, dad in his chair.
They bring out the old TV trays.
The old TV trays from the Sunny Slope.
And what I think is so cute, your mom actually gets a little bummed out if it's not pizza on Sunday. That's right. How big of a tradition it's become.
But now they know what to cook every time.
Well, we also have another friend of ours, a couple with three kids, and they started this tradition early on when the kids were really little, that every Friday, doesn't matter where they are, if they're traveling, they could be in Vegas, they could be in Mexico, they have pizza on Friday.
No, I think that's a really cool idea, because if you're traveling and you're constantly, I mean, we go through it too, like, should we eat here? Should we try this? Or should we try that? And now you know what you're going to have. If it's a Friday and you're traveling, you just go to that pizza place.
And this is the other little thing I'm going to throw out there. Have you jumped on the whole pickle craze that's been going on for the last couple of years? Because I don't know if you tried this, but I love pickles on pizza. Like, love pickles on pizza. Tigger, you're kind of on the fence. Unless it's a cheeseburger pizza, you're like, yay.
I love cheeseburger pizza, but just random pickles on pizza, eh.
I love it. Okay, I grew up with this trend with the pickles on the pizza, so I've been eating it.
So you're talking like a pepperoni pizza? You just cut some pickles and throw them on there and eat them.
My favorite is pepperoni, Canadian bacon, sausage, black olives. I know Tigger doesn't like black olives, plus lots of chopped up pickles. It is so good.
And then it's just like relish.
No, I'm not using pickle relish. I'm actually taking dill pickles and chopping them up.
And this is why we always have your pizza. And my pizza.
Hey, there we go. Relationship advice.
Or we order the pizza and you can get them where half of it's black olives and half of it isn't.
That is true. We do that. I know. Has he said that before? He does not like black olives.
They don't have any taste. I don't know why. Well, they do, and it tastes terrible.
They taste amazing.
I don't like black olives.
Well, at least you'll agree with me on this one. Neither of us like mushrooms on pizza, though.
Amen. Amen.
All right, staying on the topic of food, have you been getting inundated or over the last couple of years, probably, from these meal kit subscription companies? We're talking examples like HelloFresh, Blue Apron, Home Chef. There's really too many to mention.
Well, now they're going to get inundated, because if they're listening on their phone, and their phone is listening, now they go to Facebook and every sponsored ad, bam.
Well, I guess, too. And if you're listening to the show on the radio right now, your phone is listening to you as well. So you are probably going to get some ads for these. But I often hear a lot of people, from my mom to even families, ask, like, what is this? I mean, are they actually even good? Do they taste good? Well,
are they healthy for you? Or are they full of preservatives?
I got to say, I have tried it before here and there throughout the last 10 years, and they are actually really good. I've been impressed.
Isn't this just a TV dinner on steroids? Come on.
Well, it is, but it's healthier. I'm telling you. It's much healthier.
But isn't it more expensive?
It depends on your spending habits. If you're someone that is tempted by impulse buys, like, ooh, I need that, even though it's not on the grocery list, then you might be like me, and every trip that keeps me out of the store typically saves me money. So if you're wondering about what the cost is, typically it'll cost and range from $3 to $12 per serving based on the service and meal plan you get. So it all depends on your spending habits. But just so you know, when you order from these Meal Fresh or meal kit companies, you actually receive a box in the mail. It's got everything iced. Everything's packaged to stay fresh.
Excuse me.
You get to pick your proteins. Usually these services have like 100 different recipes to pick from. But here's what's my favorite part about meal kits. First, You're learning new culinary skills.
How can you learn new culinary skills when everything's already made?
It's not all made. That's the thing.
It's like a TV dinner, and you just pull the little plastic off and throw in the microwave, and in a few minutes you got, you know, Salisbury steak and potatoes that are still frozen.
Okay, there are companies that are like that. Yes, a lot of times there are.
So you're talking, are these ingredients that you have to prep and then you make said meal?
Yes, you make a meal from scratch in 30 minutes typically is what it takes you.
Why don't you just go to the grocery store and buy the ingredients?
Because sometimes you're stuck in a box and you can't think outside of it and want to learn something new, and that's what I did.
You're the one who put pickles on pizza.
I know, it's amazing. So, brilliant.
I'm not sold on this.
Well, okay, but you have to admit, all right, here, I'm somebody who strongly dislikes meatloaf. I know, everyone finds it a comfort food.
How can you not like meatloaf?
I just don't, okay?
Weird.
But I did learn, thanks to one of these meal kit services, how to make an amazing balsamic rosemary meatloaf. I'm telling you, it is so good. I know, and all of a sudden you feel bougie when you make it. I'm gonna admit that too. But also, Tigger, you love my garlic mashed potatoes. Where do you think I learned how to make them so dang good?
The internet.
No.
Duh. You go to Google, and now you can go to ChatGPT, and you can get all sorts of ideas because we talked about that.
All right.
I'm challenging the whole meal kit idea to a little bit, because I want people to go and buy the fresh fruits, vegetables, protein from your local producers.
Okay, I am totally in favor of that. And I'm not saying somebody should go and sign up for this long term. Like, I dabble in it. Like, do a couple of months on and then cancel it. Couple of months on, cancel it. And that's what's nice, is that you can do that with these services. And the food comes fresh, just so you know.
Are you preempting this? Because this hasn't showed up at our house yet. So I'm assuming you're bringing this up and you're saying, I'm going to try a couple months on, a couple months off, where in a few days there's going to be a box, is what I'm assuming why you're going down this road.
No comment.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, 100% anyway, busted. Beck has a new idea.
I'm just bringing it up so you're not so afraid of what to expect. But you do. You get a big box in the mail. You get to ahead of time pick out which recipes you want, and then this is what I like the best, is we're all tired of saying, what's for supper? Well, now, if these foods are already in your fridge, you're more apt to know exactly, okay, I'm making this on Monday, this on Tuesday.
I'm open to trying this. I am open to your suggestion, because with us, with a household of two, we do struggle lots of times with what to make. We try to eat very healthy if we can.
We do. Although I will say the flip side on this, this has been a game changer for us. And if you still battle that and you don't want to spend the money on a meal kit, which is totally understandable, and you have a lot of meat out in the freezer, we are in that boat right there. Sunday nights, what do I typically do? I try to take out enough different proteins.
Meal prep for the week, yeah.
And we may not have all of the fresh veggies and all that in the fridge, but at least if I know I take it out Sunday, I have to, by the end of the week, get all of these different frozen proteins cooked up sometime within. And that really helps, I think, us stay on track.
So you're bringing up this, kind of landing the plane, you're bringing this up as something to try as an option.
Yes.
If you're frustrated of what to kind of cook and what to prepare, this is a way that you can really dial it in and
yes,
plan your meals. Okay.
Just trying to help us set us up as we're going into the holiday season. And what do? We tend to overeat on everything we shouldn't eat. All right, folks, let's take a short break. We're going to be talking about upland bird hunting. We're talking pheasants. Stay where you are. You're listening to The Ben Show. Get ready for this, an unforgettable experience at Cattlemen's Week 2025 Annual Pheasant Hunt, hosted by Jorgensen Land and Cattle. November 20th through the 23rd at the Lazy J Grand Lodge in Ideal, South Dakota. Enjoy world-class pheasant hunting while building connections and sharing insights with fellow cattlemen, women, and industry professionals. Whether you're a seasoned hunter or brand new to the sport, there's something for everyone. Register online at ranchchannel.com or jorgensenfarms.com. Mark your calendars for Cattlemen's Week 2025. Camaraderie, conversation, and pheasant hunting at its finest.
The hunt, the stories, the memories. This is Jake Fenrick with JB's Wildlife Designs. Let me capture and preserve that hunt, that story, that memory with a trophy mount to last you a lifetime. Look us up on Facebook at JB's Wildlife Designs to see samples of our taxidermy and reach out at any time with any and all questions you may have. This is Jake Fenrick with JB's Wildlife Designs wishing you and yours a safe and successful hunting season.
This is Beck. First, I appreciate all of you for listening and making The Bend part of your week. Many of you have asked, how do I catch past episodes? The answer is super easy. Head to thebendshow.com and click on the shows tab. There you can listen to every episode all the way back to episode one. Podcasters, head to your favorite podcasting app and search The Bend. You'll find us. Be sure to follow and subscribe and never miss another episode again. Welcome back to The Bend Show. I'm your host, Rebecca Wanner, a.k.a. Beck, and Jeff Tigger Earhart is in the house with me. We kicked off pheasant season last weekend, and as usual, we kicked it off with a family hunt over the opener weekend. Even with high winds blowing in chilly weather, it didn't stop us from chasing tails, a.k.a. roosters and grouse.
And I was a little nervous because our place got hit by extremely bad weather this last summer. Mm-hmm. By the tornadoes that we had in the North Country. And I thought that it affected the hatch, which I think it did a little bit. But it was crazy because the birds we harvested, half of them were really young roosters. And then the other half, I have never seen bigger roosters. Because remember when Mike pulled the one up and he showed us the spurs on that one?
Oh, it was incredible.
So, I mean, beautiful birds that we were taking. It was either young ones or old ones.
It was, but it was a lot of fun all around. And those of you that are thinking or wanting to get into bird hunting, upland bird hunting, or maybe you've been one of those for a long time and you've been thinking about, I really want to get one of those with a record kind of tail on
it. With the spurs that are just enormous.
Yes,
yep.
Yes, and you want to get it taxidermied. There's some do's and don'ts you may not have realized. And I think they get overlooked because I always... took care of the birds a certain way and found out it was wrong.
We were doing it way wrong.
Yes, yes. So did you know that upland birds taken early in the season do not make great mounts due to the fragile pin feathers?
That I did not know.
I had never thought about
that. I didn't
know that. It's actually best to mount pheasants harvested later in the season, like November and December.
But that's hard for us because, I mean, we're always so darn busy in November and December.
I know, it's deer hunting season.
It's deer hunting season, and then shipping calves, and then the finals in Vegas, and then
Christmas.
Boom, we're into Christmas. And
it does. It gets a little bit hard. But here's another tip I didn't realize, that if you take a pheasant that is, like I said, one of those trophies you're going to want to put on the wall, do not wring the neck. You know, that's just a typical habit you do. You go pick up your bird, you wring the neck. I found out from a couple of taxidermists that, no, if you think this is a bird you might mount, it actually stretches the neck.
Okay, that makes sense.
It does.
That makes sense. I get it.
The other tip, I think all of us know this, you should have a cooler in the back of your vehicle so that you cool the pheasant immediately. But then this is where it got a little different.
Are you talking about the pantyhose?
Yes.
Okay.
I always thought you were supposed to place your birds in pantyhose. Well, get this. It turns out, no, the pantyhose can cause a bird to quickly dry out, freezing, making it difficult, almost impossible, to mount it by a taxidermist at a later date.
That I didn't know. And we had to talk with a few taxidermists on that. And they said, yeah, that if you put them in pantyhose, that they can dry out during that freezing process. And sometimes they can't even, it's the most beautiful bird. And they can't do a darn thing with it.
Then you end up with a mount that's just a plaque with a bunch of feathers on it,
right,
is what you end up with.
Right.
So here's what they've said to do. Wrap the feet and beak in wet paper towels and then double bag the pheasant before placing it in the freezer. This will keep the bird from drying out until it's received by the taxidermist.
So you're talking about just put it in a garbage bag?
Yes.
Tie it shut and...
Make sure you add a little bit of moisture. Like I said, wrap the feet and the beak in wet paper towels. And then, yeah, bag it, double bag it, tie it, a bag that you can tie a knot in. And then you can put that bird in the freezer.
And we were doing that wrong with our nephews. Mm-hmm. You know, we talk every year that we always take the family out and the nephews. And we watched them get actually crack shots, every darn one of them. And there was the one that we were going to mount for Hank, and we did it wrong. We stuffed it in pantyhose because that's what we thought we were supposed to do, and voila, it dried out on us and it didn't work.
All right, another topic.
But I know a place where we can get more pheasants. Just saying.
We are very lucky to have a pheasant
haven. Blessed. We're blessed on our
place. We really are. All right, another topic this time of year, because we're all starting to think about Christmas, shopping, XYZ, what to get, that hard to shop for person, especially if they're in the outdoors. Is taxidermy a good gift idea?
Yes.
Hear this one again and again.
Yes.
I think, well, that's because, Sticker, you have a mouth that's supposed to be showing up any time here.
I'm excited for this one.
And you were a little surprised at what it costs these days, because it is not cheap to go and have a mount done.
It's not, but it's the memory of it, right?
That's the thing. You're taking that memory and turning it into a piece of artwork. Well, this has to be taxidermy work. You got to think about it. It's a very thoughtful, sentimental process for that hunter. And it's going to turn that trophy into a work of art to cherish, like I mentioned. So giving the gift of taxidermy work, it must be thoroughly thought through. So when you think about it, how well do you know that person? Do you know who the taxidermist is that they go and use? Those are some things to consider.
And where it's going to go in said home or shop or room. That is there room for that?
Exactly. That's huge. Does this individual, or it could be your own house, say you're a spouse and you're going to do this for your partner, your wife or your husband. Look around your house. Do you have a place to put this? Because all of a sudden this elk might take up more room than you ever would have thought.
But you can go and do a gift certificate or something like that and let that individual come in. If they are like me, I kind of like those pedestal mounts because they get a little that you put habitat with them, and I think that's really cool.
I have one out here
in
the living room.
And I absolutely love it. I've wanted to do that with a pheasant. Get like the fence post, you know, with the barbed wire and stuff like that. You're not a fan of those, but I am.
Well, you and I have talked about doing that quite often, but then we've looked around our little cabin and we realized we don't have room.
We don't have room to do that, which is why... Like when we thought about going gator hunting and we said, what are we going to do with this 10-foot gator?
Exactly. That was a huge discussion we had to do. We actually got the measuring tape out and start going around the house.
And trying to figure it out.
Can we fit this? Or can we store it somewhere until maybe down the road we build a bigger home, we can go and display it in? Those are all things to consider. That's why I'm a little bit cautious when I gift taxidermy, because you're better off at least just doing a certificate. Certificate if you know who or where they're going to go for a taxidermy work to be done at. Then at least you're off the hook.
I like the idea of giving the gift of taxidermy. I do, because it's creating that memory.
I do too. And then think about it. You're part of that memory. Even if you weren't on the hunt, you weren't part of the fishing trip, that still makes you a part of that memory.
Can I add a little something to that? This was your idea that you told me. When I got my deer last year, you said take a piece of paper and write down everything about that day, like the temperature, where you were, what rifle, this was deer hunting anyway, what rifle I was using, what grain of bullet I was using, what time of day, and keep that with the mount that you can go back. And I think that's a neat idea of even, you know, kind of having a little card that's laminated or something and just has the details on it.
I'm telling you, that is a huge part. I know we've inherited a couple of different things from my dad, and it was so neat to find out when he had the year marked on it, just little notes. It goes a long way as you go and, you know, over time, maybe when you pass on, you want to gift that to somebody else. They'll know the backstory as well.
Neat idea.
All right, we're going to take a short break, crew. You're listening to The Ben Show.
Is there that particular pair of boots or that shirt or pair of jeans that you just can't find anywhere else? Check out Medora Boot and Western Wear. Medora Boot and Western Wear is the go-to for boots, jeans, especially jackets, and even those hard-to-find accessories that make perfect gifts. Check out MedoraBoot.com, or better yet, give Kim a call at 701-623-1005 and tell Kim that Tigger and Beck sent you. For the latest in Western and outdoor practical and fashionable wear, there is only one, Medora Boot and Western Wear.
You've waited, dreamt of a hunting adventure, and now have harvested that trophy of a lifetime. Keep the memory alive with a custom-designed mount preserved as a work of art. Check out our approved taxidermist. Depending on your location, the award-winning Schneider Taxidermy is located in Helena, Montana. When hunting the Dakotas, JB's Wildlife Designs in Mandan, North Dakota, then Shadron Creek Taxidermy in Nebraska, and for the Central USA, Little Rack Taxidermy in Macomb, Illinois. Reach out to the Ben Show and let us help you find the right taxidermist.
Hey guys and gals, this is John Armand with Ultimate Outdoor Adventures TV. Ultimate Outdoor Adventures TV travels the back roads to the backwaters in pursuit of the ultimate adventure in hunting and fishing. Join Team UOA every week for exciting action in the crosshairs of the outdoors. Catch Ultimate Outdoor Adventures TV on YouTube, Amazon Prime, and make sure to follow Team UOA on Facebook and Instagram to share in the ultimate outdoor adventure.
Welcome back to The Ben Show. I'm your host, Rebecca Wanner, a.k.a. Beck, and riding in the co-host seat is Jeff Tigger Earhart. We're here for a little dating advice this time of year. Did you know that flannel season is the season?
What does it have to do with dating advice?
Because if you're like me, ladies, we've probably started to get inundated with the new movies about to come out in Hallmark and Lifetime.
My gosh.
And what
That's
do we
so
all
dumb.
Fall in love with? That masculine man. And
they're so dumb.
Flannel.
They're so dumb. Hold
he
on.
Looks rugged and outdoorsy.
Let me just recap every Hallmark movie ever made, okay? There's a gal that she's in upstate New York, and she's an attorney, and she has to move back to where she grew up because her mom is ill, and she's got to take care of her mom. And then she goes in the local hardware store, and the local hardware store where, okay, he's wearing flannel, and it's a widower, and he's got two small children, right? So he sells her the wrong paint, and she gets mad, and then they meet up again at some sort of festival getting closer to Christmas, and then he spills his drink on her, and then her friends say they should get together, and then they fall in love.
Tigger.
Every Hallmark movie ever made.
I've made you watch only one Hallmark movie
and
in all these years.
And that was one too many.
Well, all I could say is right now is not just hunting season, it's dating season.
Oh, I see what you did there. I see what you did.
Hey, it is
Beck, do you know that you got a trophy over here? I could do that too, Beck.
Oh my gosh, I am totally shaking my head right now. But it is a fact that more people tend to start new relationships between now and till Christmas because nobody wants to be alone.
I get it. Alone for the holidays.
And it has been a trend for a couple of years, and it is always even more so a trend this time of year if you find the ladies strolling through the aisles of, say, a hardware store, like you mentioned. They're looking for that guy that's masculine, a little rugged, outdoorsy, but no, he looks like he knows how to do stuff. He can actually.
So you're saying flannel is in? Is that where you're putting all this together?
Well, flannel is timeless.
Oh, flannel is timeless.
And
like denim.
I even went to AI. You know, we talked about AI the other week and how it's safe to use.
Yep.
And AI confirmed as well that most women do like men in a flannel shirt.
Oh my gosh.
I just helped all of you guys out. You
I don't
all
have any flannel.
You're like the only guy I know that doesn't have flannel.
Well, I'm just, are you hinting at something? This whole episode, you've been hinting at something.
Well, I know.
I see what where you're going with this. You want me to wear flannel.
Relationship advice.
Yeah, I think
Dress
somebody needs to
impress.
Come in here. So you're saying that according to your research and your fact checking, that gals tend to notice a man in flannel?
Because you look casual, you look comfortable, you
wear
look confident.
Denim. Wear denim.
You can wear denim on the pants. Yes, you're wearing
I
a flannel shirt with denim pants. I'm just trying to help you guys out. Take advantage. I mean, it's hunting season, right? No different than when the deer are in rut. Do what the ladies like.
Oh, my gosh. So flannel, you're saying, according to the fashion experts, is it's in right now.
Well, it
is.
It's
the thing.
It is.
To wear flannel.
And when the movies are all geared towards the ladies right now, this time of year, take advantage of what they're watching and dress like what they're watching.
You're speaking with a lot of passion. I have the feeling that this is geared specifically towards somebody else in said studio.
No.
Because apparently I wear too much denim.
I wasn't going to say flannel. That. I know my boundaries.
I don't have anything flannel. I don't have a single thing. Not that there's anything wrong with flannel. I'm just saying. I don't even have like a flannel, a comfy, big
over
flannel.
Well, here's the thing.
Shirt.
You don't need it. You're not in the dating scene anymore, okay? You got me.
That's why I'm not responding to anything. Because I'm scared to death of you right now with everything that you're doing. So we got it. Flannel is in. Everyone's happy. Bam.
And we're going to call this show wrapped, folks. Remember, keep sending us in any questions you might have. If you know of something spot worthy for us to share, as well as any recipes to test out in our very own cabin kitchen. And of course, your area's field reports. We want to see those trophies. That number you can call or text anytime, 305-900-2363. Again, 305-900-2363. Or you can always email bendradioshow@gmail.com. And if you missed part of this show or want to hear past episodes, you can find them all on the website, thebendshow.com. Be sure to subscribe on your favorite podcasting app and to The Bend Show YouTube channel. Finally, a big thanks to all of you listeners that came along, and whether you're coming or going today, stay with us as we ranch it up. And remember to keep up with me, Beck, all week long by following The Bend on Facebook and on Instagram at The Bend Show. This is Rebecca Warner. Catch Beck if you can next week on The Bend.